Okay. Different people. Are you looking? You're not Supreme? Yeah. A different person. The Sefer Rebbe said it's worthwhile coming to this world for 80 years and to go through all the Yisurim and all the happenings that happens to a person just to Yamagila once, the Shaveh. You know where you went on Purim? No, not a clue. But I promise you, you went there, you're a different person.
When you drink, of course, you drink.
Loved up for the drinking. Who said about drinking? One small part of the mitzvah. The law have Purim. Okay. Kuf pei hei. Kafe. Tomim tiyum lo tachko ala asidos. Let's go from there. Let's try and at least get to the bottom of the page. Tomim tiyum lo tachko ala asidos. That's Rashi there on the posuk of Tomim tiyum Hashem elokecho. Not to make too many inquiries and think too much about the future. La maisa. Chakiris asidos ein bekoicha linschoich la'odom shalva mitis. Thinking and planning and worrying about the future isn't going to provide a person with any form of tranquility at all. The social dover who reads Eliyahu will come and tell you, what are you worrying about? You don't have money today, you can't make the mortgage. In 30 years' time, you're going to be a millionaire. The Marot Kozois Bizman Tsa Ainalav Yechala Hachil Yadias Ailu. You might be happy for a few minutes knowing that eventually you'll be there, but right now, I have to pay the mortgage. Because it's too much, but Tsar, in order for that knowledge to provide him with too much of a Nechama. Ha'edim Ainu Musuga Liklait Mitzovim Acherim Nevada Matzav Shebo Hushroi. Person is caught in this matzav and he's grappling with this matzav, he can't hear other things. We spoke about this child that's born and he has got what to cry about. And he bursts out crying. He's going to be the Chofetz Chaim, this baby, yeah? Was it Lagoda Lyris, Oilam Lies, Bal, Hoffet's Heim? In the Kach Neuchelagioto, Bebechim, Shinitalo, Mar, Ravie, Poilam, explain to me who's going to be and what's going to be, and there's going to be a house in the whole of Kladisol that on every swarim, and he's going to save the world, and he's going to buck, 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 buck. The Varishalon Nuchala, Tinok, Ainu Maiden, he doesn't understand. You don't even know what you're talking about. It's a baby. Kotanu, Mikhdeli, Klote, Pesha, Milim, Ves, Mashmoy, Sop. He's too small to absorb what you're telling him and what it means. I'm not going to get calmed down by that. When a baby is in pain, you can't calm him down but tell him what's going to be. We're also too small to grasp it. They'll show you the future, what's going to be with you. You're not going to calm down like that, because we know that. Because we all know there's an Olam Haba waiting for us. We all know what the Schar is waiting for us. Our imaginations, whatever. But the law doesn't calm you down. You're not besimcha now in the middle of your tzar, because you know, Gan Eden's just around the corner. Law is there. Try, see if it works. We're saying even if you believe that a mayachuz, it's not going to help you. That's what he said. I'm not convinced. I'm not saying I agree. I'm just telling you what he says. We'll discuss. We'll see.
I have a winning lottery in my pocket, and I have immense financial pressure. That is that moment. Would it release the pain?
A little bit at least. Do not, because they're busy coming to take your house away and you're going to be homeless for 5 years before the lottery ticket becomes due. You're talking about futures. You're talking about you've got the winning ticket in your pocket. For Sada, there you've got the $1 million in your pocket. We're telling you that in 10 years' time, you're going to get $10 million. But right now, you've been evicted from your house. You've been thrown out of the house into the street and you're trying to explain to kids are screaming and shouting and performing. So in 20 years' time, you're going to be a billionaire. Mazo Zelacha Sham. And you work it through. Therefore, the imuna that one needs is the imuna now. No kashas now. That will give you the koyach to throw all your problems onto Hashem. To come to that corridor that everything Hashem does is for the good. Now, which was also not so posh, also not such an easy nisayon. Not so posh. You have to work this through, you have to think this through. Let's go up in heaven and see. Let's pick up more data and we'll come back and maybe discuss this again. Because Lamai said there are two kinyone hatoira which discuss this exact subject. The one is Samach Bechelkoi, Besimcha. Samach Bechelkoi, the other one is Besimcha. In a Mishnah, when you find two things teaching you the same thing, you should be worried. I can have a Mishnah telling you there's 48 Kinyon and Torah, and two of them are exactly the same. The one is Samach Bechelkoi, and the other one is Besimcha. What's going on here? The other one's the Besach, the Samach Bechelkoi is now. What are we talking about? You know that whatever you have now is ultimately for the good. The simcha is the simcha yet when you anticipate olam haba. The two simchas, you need both. You do need both. The question is, depending in which situation you find yourself, which one can help you more. Es kashof zachaim beruach zu yekant in your base hoyrei. This hashkofi said, I absorbed in my parents' home. Hoyro avres ashor hanoyro. It's unbelievable what they who these people were. They went through the Holocaust. They didn't move a millimeter from the emuna. There was no questions. There was no discussion. No cheshbon at all. I'll tell you a few of the things that we went through. Before the Second World War started, they lived in Pressburg. He was born before the war. The Germanim kovshu es midadasenu b'shnas 1940, the Germans came. They started sending, the train started going off to Auschwitz. Im Schachnit Garei Czechoslovakia, the Tnaim Kashim B'Yoysa, for 2 years, until 1942, they lived in Czechoslovakia under the worst conditions. B'shona Zun im Lotnu Hungaria, they fled to Hungary. They thought they would be able to escape the Nazis in Hungary. 1944, 4 years after it started, they came to Hungary as well. Listen carefully. 1940, the war came to Czechoslovakia. They fled to Hungary, and then the Germans came to Hungary in 1944. In 4 years, three more children were born. Shekulam Chaim Baruch Hashem. When he wrote this, they were all living. His older brother was Nifta not so long ago. He himself was Nifta. Well,
He was the
boss. Anachon, he was the boss. He must have been younger. I always thought of him as older. He was much older. Okay, he lived in Monsi. Okay, I said you're off. Sorry. V'heim talmide chachomim uflogim. Brother, one of the most famous choshen mishpat koyelim in America. 650 years later. By honest. Bungaria chaynei b'mes v'shel goyim. How did they survive in Hungary? They pretended to be goyim. They dressed up as goyim. The Marat kozois b'echad melayla Shabbos nitfosnu. וגמין ימח שמו יעבירו רובנו לאושוויץ. One for another, but cool. אם הייתי, אז בשלבים מתקדמים של ציפייה להולדת של אחותי. Mother was pregnant. We're talking about they were living in bunkers, running away from the Germans, pretending to be going, she was pregnant. With a fourth child that was going to be born during the war. Conan, you process that one. כשאנשים היו תמיים ושאלים אותה, people asked her, איך את משתדלת וזכה בעוד ילדים ביומים קשים? What are you making? You're having children, what are you doing? כמשפטך מתרצסת ממחבוי האחר אחד למשנהו. You're running from one hiding place to another, כך פריד, I want to be in Lachmas. What are you having children? היא עושה תומד במשפט אחד. And she answered them, classic Jewish mother way, אנחנו יהודים, ואנחנו חייבים לעשות את המוטל עלינו והמצווה עלינו. We're Jews, we have to do what we have to do. והשם יסברך יעשה מה שהוא רוצה לעשות, and השם will do whatever he wants to do. That's the code of arms, the mission statement of a Jew. You do what's incumbent upon you, and Hashem will do what's incumbent upon you. How you're allowed to have children in the middle of Tzah, whatever, there's a lot of it, that's what they do. That's what they did. Kach bepashtes hi chayes haimun ha'atim v'ashem yisbarach gam be'itoy tzore ki lo shay l'shanot v'lo daiga ma yeh u ma yikare. What's going to be? What's going to be? Not a question. He mamshich l'harchi v'es gvulus ha'mishpacha she carried on raising the family. V'amnam imi shid yechir lorich yom im toivim is nifter zachta l'roi teta yishu she survived. He needs them in Malta's Harosha, Mia Machanois by Auschwitz. She went to Auschwitz, she survived them. Lomavis Apella Dafka of the Shis, the Matsava Yuchad, the Yelda is Sham is a Hoysi, Shavan Nisafa Sham, Achle Dose, he zoo a shade silver king. You know what saved the laugh? What saved the laugh was this pregnancy. Watch. The child didn't survive, but it enabled his mother to survive. Had she gone into Auschwitz not pregnant, she wouldn't have lasted an hour. She would have been dead. The trains that came in from Hungary, they were killing them on the spot. There was no labor camps, there was nothing. They went straight to the gas chambers. She was pregnant. So Mengele wanted to do, he was doing experiments. So she went off to the infirmary. She gave birth, she never saw the child again. But one of the nurses came to her and said, he doesn't need you anymore. You better get out of here. So she went and she hid. You know when she hid from the Nazis? In Auschwitz. She never had a number, and she lived in Auschwitz until the war. That's where she hid away from the Nazis. She used to say, this child gave birth to me. Yeah. Hayra lo abu ledaber ula sapeach ha-milchom ha-mash over aleyev. אולם אני ביזמתי, שאלתי אותם, לא אחס, מה היו התשוחסיהם בימי האיבר? They, like many Holocaust survivors, didn't talk about it too much. But he used to, when he had the opportunity, ask them, what were you feeling, what were you thinking in those times? רציתי לדעת זאת כדי ללמד את הדורות הבאים, עידוס השקפוסם, העיתונו, שישאי ודונם לשרוד, ולהעניק להם כוח להתמודד גם במצבים הקשים ביוסי שומר עליו. He wasn't just asking because he was inquisitive. He was asking if he wanted to know how that Imuna, how I want to understand it, so I could give it over to the next generation. So I could give it over to Yidin, so Yidin could use those koichas to go through terrible Yisurim like that. Pam shalti at ima, ima, haim chashavte be'ima shanu yishroed ad la'acha milchoma? Did you really think we're going to survive the war? U'toch da'a milchoma hachavte es ha'mishpacha, that's why you were expanding the family in the middle of the Holocaust? כשידלת ארבע ילדים נוספים, four more children, what were you thinking? מניין שאופת את הכוח להיב ילדים לא אילה מדיילים, where are you having children and you're going to take care of them and feed them and look after them? It's hard enough looking after one kid in the best of circumstances. Four kids during the Holocaust? What were you thinking? How did you find the כוח? בשעה שכל יהודי התורד באהבוס טרף לפיו ולהצולס חייב מצפנו. Just to find a bit of a potato to feed the kids were alive was hard enough. Are you having more kids? אמא הצדיקס ענתה לי על פי חוכמס החיים שלו. אנחנו יהודים, אנחנו מאמינים בתחייס המייסים, ובלים בתחייס המייסים, ילד אינו רק ילד בעולם הזה, your child is not just your child in this world, ילד שלך הוא שלך לנצח, your child is yours forever. אני מלית את החלק שלי בשותפות, עד את מה obligations in the partnership, שאני גימול שותפיניים בעודו. It's three partners in a child, in a person. So I don't know, but Oviv, Imoiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'tachti, B'Hashem, Shimol, Ezchelkoi, Al HaTzad HaTova Yotei. It's the Rabbi Nishaloylam, he's a partner. And I assume the same way as I was doing my best, he would be his best. But Mashiach, yeah, Tov B'Yosef, whatever he did, would be best for everybody. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He's a faithful partner. And if he's a partner in raising, bringing my children to the world and raising them, I do my bit, he does his bit, everyone's happy. That's how I was brought up in my family, in my parents' home. And I this he gave over to his children, and they, Baruch Hashem, also absorbed this. One of my sons was waiting to give birth to the third child. And he was waiting, you know, he's about to give birth, so you're waiting. Waiting for the good news. One morning I get a phone call, it's my son. No, what's good sign? Abba Malieli Mazel Tov. Magieli Mazel Tov. What did you have? As he said, he gave birth to a beautiful boy with a very, very unique high neshama. He achieved in this world in half an hour what most people take 90 years to achieve. He finished his job after half an hour and he gave his neshama back to Hashem. Nageli mazel tov. Zu hashkofes ha-toyre. That's hashkofes ha-toyre. Zu hashkofes ha-mitis. Kemi shoyim erashi ha-kodosh. Kol ma she-yevolecha kebel betimus. Zu mishim es chayv shel ha-yudi ala admos. That's the mission statement of a Jew in this world. What did you have? We had a son, very special neshama. He came to the world for half an hour. Was able to do in half an hour what everyone does in 90 years. Magieli mazel tov. And off you go. Those are high neshamas that can speak like that.
Today we make too much hashbonot.
When I was making Aliyah, the Rav in Johannesburg told me the last milchama Klal Yisrael had before they moved into Eretz Yisrael was they killed Melech Cheshbon.
Yeah.
You want to survive in Eretz Yisrael, you have to kill Melech Cheshbon. That's in the world of Betochen. In the world of Ishtadus, you have to make the pointless. You have to come here every day to learn how to separate those two sugyas because you've been brainwashed into thinking they're the same sugya. You think that Ishtadlis and Betochen and Ishtadlis and Panos have something to do with each other. The same way as you know that tefillin has nothing to do with Panos. Someone says, what Ishtadlis did you make today for Panos? What do you mean? I put on tefillin. Makesha. Someone asked you, what Ishtadlis did you make for Panos? I said, I went to work for 3 hours today. Makesha. The same thing. You have a mitzvah to make you start with. And panosa comes from Hashem. And you somehow stand in the middle and you have to grapple with that because that's a void of Hashem.
What you think that will not be. You think that will be like this and then you compare that like
the worst situation, yeah, you're going to get out of it. You see the Yeshua. The best situation turns out to be. Esther's on her way into Hashvaresh. She knows she's lost Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. She knows it's finished. account, she was onus. But now she's going in Barotzen. She knows it's finished, it's over. And what happened? Abba Zichroni Levrocha, Hayagam Hu Dmus Yehudit Miyuchedes. His father was a very special man. His immunity didn't stop for 1 second. Afterward, everything he went through, his immunity didn't move a millimeter. When they got trapped by the Nazis, it was poshut to him that it was all over. He didn't give up his betochen in Hashem, and he escaped. He escaped on the way. And he found the three kids. He found Rabbi Zrin and his two brothers afterwards. Anybody has some idea what was going on there knows it was impossible. He's on a train to Auschwitz, he escapes. His kids who didn't get onto the train or somewhere, doesn't know where, but he finds them afterwards. there were four, him and his three brothers, Nachon. Another two nephews or whatever, cousins, and the two they ran away. He started by Budapest, they hid away in Budapest, some in Kagoim. His younger brothers didn't think about being Jewish. They weren't told they were Jewish. Rakoti shit if Abba Besoda Godel, only me, my father, told Yehudimano, we're Jews. Shahiti be Mechtosa shall Abba be the Rasaylo be Koyma Shlishis. I see Yachad Imoy called to Lois Hamachteris Umuro Iseho. They were hiding away in a place, whatever. They're not just alone. They were hiding away with Goyim as well. Abba le'echal le'shuf le'shut b'makom tzafuf v'humu k'miklat tziburi. He couldn't handle it. It was too tzafuf there, so they went to the miklat tziburi, the public miklat. Adam yelo le'mukesh b'tiyum mitzvaysa v'ziroysa amuflogot mechashash aveira. Rak ha'telim ha'katanim ishanu b'miklat. Sorry, he couldn't handle being in the miklat, but Tzafuf, so he went up to the place on the third floor. Sorry. The little ones he left in the miklat. They didn't know they were Jewish, so there was no chashash that he could give them up. Missile hit the building they were in there on the third floor. With miracles, they didn't get killed. The house obviously was destroyed. So they were forced to go into the miklat. I see sham tzifut nora, terribly crushed. Goru sham goyim rabim shin la'altzlu nishkava echad samuch ma'od l'shani. Yetu la mamash tzafuf next to the next one. Ulaiti lanu breider. We would have a choice. Kesham tzia boike harishon. The first morning we woke up in the miklat. Abba came up with an idea. So he called me in under his blanket. He put on tefillin under the blanket. And I said, you're in a room full of goyim, it's a fool. And you're lying under the blanket, putting on tefillin. Teaching your child mitzvahs. The kach mitay yoyim haya abba kairi lea u mitachas asmichu mitkale lehim hoi. Ami. Haya ba maise zeh sikun rab. Obviously, it's enormous danger. Hagoyim choshu am nam shani lushenim. The guy thought we're sleeping. Ula masinu es maseinu besomach motem. We were doing it right next to them. Abba lo nitra, nirta. Yoyim yoyim mitpalalnu. Bishabas kairi shayim alabadati. על השבת קדושו סו מסכילי ללא הרף שאני יהודי ועלה לשמוע בכל ליבי אסמיצית השבת. Taught him all the mitzvahs of Shabbos and mamash gave impressed upon him the importance of keeping mitzvahs. הוא חשש כל הזמן שמת שמה יומוס ולא יהיה מי שילמד את תיבונו פתאילו. He was worried all the time he was going to die And he was worried that there would be no one to teach his children. They were Jewish. Let's stop there, because this next story you have to hear properly. This next piece is more chashuv. Ma'od chashuv. You have to wait till after Shabbos, b'zot Hashem. When you're enjoying your Shabbos, with all the comforts, b'zot Hashem, we have to go and everything. Stop and think about